Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
What up, what up, what up, good people? This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, senior NFL defensive lineman, Lee J. Doosable. And you know I got my squad with me, 6-time Pro Bowl running back, 2-time Super Bowl champ, Mr. Crazy Work himself, LeSean Shady McCoy.
That is him.
And my other squad member was a former first-round pick for the Boston Celtics, 2006 NBA champion with the Miami Heat, Mr. Shimmy himself, Antoine Walker. How my guys doing tonight?
Yes, sir. Doing good, baby.
It's out. Going out. Yeah, Twan, man. How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a long time. I haven't heard much in a minute.
I've been just following you, Shady. Following you on through social media, big out.
Hey, oh, I ain't really a big sort of media guy like that. Wait, you know what I did? Dude's mic went off, but hey, Twan, listen. All my sports sources, you know what I'm saying? My guys that's close to me on the basketball world, they talking about this thing's heating up with Kevin Durant and the Boston Celtics. Now, I was wondering if you had something for me.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. So let's go ahead and jump into the show.
Because we got a note, Twan.
Shetty with the segue. And that's the perfect discussion because Dominique Wilkins tells Kevin Durant, you have to hang in there and stick it out. In regards to playing with the Nets, we'll talk about that. Tyreek Hill didn't want to break up something special in Kansas City, but the Chiefs didn't come with that bag, so he decided to go to Miami with the Dolphins instead. And it's that time of the year, guys, in training camp where we wonder, will players show up or will they hold out while fighting to get a new contract? Well, a few players have decided they're going to hold out because they haven't signed new deals with their teams. We'll discuss that. But first, Kyler Murray recently signed a $230 million extension with the Arizona Cardinals, with 160 of it being guaranteed. But the Cardinals have put a stipulation in this contract stating that Murray must watch film for 4 hours a week, which is literally nothing during the season. Now, this provision in the contract is titled Independent Study Addendum. This was first reported by NFL Network. Now, Murray is required to study material provided to him by the club in order to prepare for the club's next upcoming game under the terms of this contract. And according to the agreement, Murray would earn credit, like this dude's in the class, for finishing his film study. However, the addition stipulates that Murray will not earn credit. Again, he's not in class if he does not personally study the provided material in good faith. Guys, there's so much to unpack there. To me, this looks bad not only on Kyler Murray, but the Arizona Cardinals. First and foremost, if you're a player and a quarterback at that, Shady, like 4 hours of film study a week is nothing. Like literally, I would do that on a Tuesday. You know, for everybody that doesn't know, Tuesday is the recovery day in the NFL. Shady, we come get our massages, our ART, our, you know, we get some needling done, cold tub, hot tub, massages, stretch. So like, while I'm doing all that, I got my iPad with me. I'm studying when I'm in the cold tub. I'm studying when I'm getting those needles done. I'm studying. So that's at least 2.5 hours of studying. And then I go home for another 2 to 3 hours and study just on Tuesday. So that's literally 5 hours for me. And I play defensive lineman just on a Tuesday. They're talking about 4 hours in their whole week. And then if you're Arizona, to me, it seems like you don't trust this guy to study the material and prepare on Sunday. What does that say about you that you're willing to give this guy a contract and then put this stipulation in this contract? Like, I'm at a loss for words, Shady. What do you think about this whole situation?
Well, first of all, it's actually embarrassing. I'm going to go and say that. You know, I think on both parties is one is like, all right, well, I know how hard it is to get a quarterback. That's why you see so many busts in the first round with quarterbacks, you know, because they're trying to get a quarterback, right, at any means necessary. So the thing with it is I look at Kyler Murray, it's like, yo, you got to be a student of the game. You got to love this game. You know what I'm saying? So is it like you really want to be the best? Or are you just playing to get paper?
Mm.
And you can do both nowadays. So 100%. My thing is like, we gotta pay you to watch tape.
That's
first
crazy.
Of all, hold on.
That's crazy.
You're not a flashy running back. You're not a superstar wide receiver.
You ain't a superstar quarterback, to be honest with you.
No. You're the leader of the offense, bro. You gotta watch the tape. You gotta be the guy who, okay, when I see the defense lines up in this formation, I know what they're trying to do. I know what blitz they're bringing. Now I can get my other players in line because the quarterback's supposed to be the coach. You see what I'm saying? So now when they tell me, okay, in this contract, I'll give you an example. I won't give you the name of the player because I don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just give you a scenario. So Twan, so we had this player on my team, made big money. But in his contract, it was like, listen, if you get caught smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? You're not only is your guarantee money, they can get away from the guarantee money they got to pay you, but you got to pay a certain amount of fines and you can't get certain amount of extra bonuses. That's how they manage you. You know, you had to come to different OTA practices because the guy would be out of shape all the time. Mm. He's a hell of a player. So my thing is like, they got to do all these different things for you to come and be a professional. That's crazy to me. He made a big thing in the offseason how they weren't trying to pay him. He took on the pictures down on Instagram of the Cardinals, you know what I'm saying? And now they pay him. But when you find the real numbers and the logistics of the contract, it's like, okay, well, he got to watch tape. I think it's embarrassing, man.
It is. And before I go to you, I want to ask
because I know the Hoopers don't watch tape. They just throw the alley hoop up. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to ask Swan that, but I want to throw something to you real quick, Shady. Do you think this is a situation, like you said, you painted the picture, right? This guy was unhappy with his contract. You know, he's going in the year for one of the new deal, decided, you know, to do what all young players do nowadays. They unfollow their team. They take down the pictures of their team, right? And let them know, I guess, quote unquote, they mean business. Like, I won't show up until I get a new deal.
Right.
Do you think this was a potential where the Cardinals were like, damn, we kind of got to pay this guy. We took him one overall after we took a quarterback, you know, in the first round the year before him. If he doesn't show up, who do we have at quarterback? So we're going to give you this contract, but we're going to send the middle finger to you at the end and show people that, you know, you may not watch enough film to be a great quarterback. We're going to put this in the contract knowing that it's going to get leaked to show everybody that, yeah, we had to pay you, but also we got the stipulation. And just in case you mess up, we can take some of this money back.
I don't think they did that because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's an organization.
But what's the purpose of putting this in the contract then?
For real? I mean, to make you watch tape.
But that's – so you're trusting the guy? You give him $160 million and you don't trust him the quarterback and watch enough film?
Yo, but hold up. Now, I'm not sure if he's the franchise quarterback right now, but he has the potential. Yeah. If I ask you to get a pad and a pen and write down how many franchise quarterbacks you think there is in the NFL, it wouldn't be a lot. So now we have a dude that has the potential. Let's lock him in. You know what I'm saying? Because he has the potential to do better and get more money next year. So let's just lock him in, make him happy because he's our guy, right? What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
And their team is close. They close.
They're a quarterback away.
So my thing is you do sign him up. Only thing is, like, it said that you got to put that in the contract.
That's what I'm saying. That makes no sense to me. Like, I mean, you have to force a quarterback.
Man, hey, man, look, man. The dude's a good player. He don't watch tape.
That's crazy.
What you want me to tell you? Michael Vick with the Falcons, he talks about how he was a dog, but he didn't watch tape.
Yeah.
He'd have been way better.
They ain't win no Super Bowls either.
Yeah. I mean, well.
So let's bring Antoine on this conversation. I don't know how it is in the NBA. Do you guys watch film to the extent of NFL players? I mean, you guys probably do, but like, I think it's ridiculous that a contract has to have a stipulation where a guy has to watch 4 hours of film a week, which literally should be nothing. That you should be able to do that in a day if you're a quarterback. So how is it in the NBA, Twan? Do guys watch film extensively?
Yeah, you watch film, and the film in the NBA is a little different. It's really predicated off of what team and what coach you're playing for. So some coaches in the league are really big on film, and they're going to spend an hour and a half as a team, watch film before they practice. And then, you know, they got other guys that want you to, and they'll assign some assistant coaches to make you watch some individual film. But it's not really forced upon you. Usually guys really lock in playoff time, to be honest with you. When we start really watching film and really playing in detail to it, what guys take it home is when you lock it into a playoff series. So that's how it works in the NBA on most teams I've been on. Playoff time come, everybody's locked in. You're going home with the film. You're studying your man. You're studying the team's offense. It becomes a whole different. The level goes up. During the season, it's really predicated off the coaches and what type of coach you got and what type of system he runs and how much film you're going to. If you get blown out, you're going to have one of them three-hour film sessions. You know what I mean? If you're playing good, it's going to be real short films. It's going to be real quick. It's not going to be 20, 30 minutes. So until it's playoff time, film is not as big as it is in football. Like, I know football is huge, but it's not that big for us. But I want to comment on this, guys, too, on top of this. Now, listen to you guys. And I have a different kind of a mentality behind this because I'm looking at Kyler Murray. So when I seen we was talking about this, I just did my research a little bit so I could be able to hold a good conversation with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this. His way ain't bad, man. I'm looking at Kyler Murray, and his way ain't bad. I'm looking at 42-0 in high school. Hear me out. He goes number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very productive in Arizona. They basically paid him franchise money, obviously. They got him to the playoffs. His playoff game wasn't great, obviously. We know that.
Yeah.
His playoff game wasn't great. And he just got the bag. Right. And he was rookie. He got the bag. He was rookie of the year. He won the Heisman. I'm just looking at these accolades, and I know y'all talking about he needs to study and all this, but he's a different type of athlete, dude. It's 2022. Yeah. He's a different type of athlete. Everybody gets it differently because he's not doing it the traditional way at the quarterback position. That makes him that bad, an outcast, and he don't care about his job. He gets it done a little differently. I think we got to look at that because really he winning right now. Whatever the way he's done it, he's winning. His numbers speak for itself. His accolades speak for itself. And now he got the biggest thing, the hardest thing to come by in the NFL. He got the bag to go along with it. He got $160 million guaranteed. So I'm just saying, I'm hearing all these comments on how the study's supposed to be 12 hours or 16 hours. It's 2022. It's a different type of athlete. He can do it. He likes to emphasize, he likes to do it on the fly and on the run. And he's been successful at that. Maybe they upset because his playoff game was so bad. Maybe he met, and we're not in those film sessions, but he's probably making a ton of mistakes that he's supposed to not be making. If that's what it really is. That's why they wanted him there. He didn't put the film work in during the playoffs, that playoff game. Maybe that's what they're thinking about, and that's why they put that little stipulation in there. But I'm like Kyler Murray. They could put that in there for me. I'm still signing $160 guaranteed money. I ain't going to mess this up.
So I just
get a different approach to it.
So real quick, I'm going to answer a couple of your concerns, right? So first of all, in my opinion, the easiest position to get super money is quarterbacks, right? You could be
average and get paid.
Okay, so he's going to get that paper anyway. And you was a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. I can name you a lot of dudes that get money like that wasn't good like that, okay? That's the one. Then the second thing is, so you are a great athlete, right? You are fast. You are quick. But the thing is, in like winning in games, there's a lot of games where he's getting sacked, you know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't know if he's hot.
And mm-hmm.
Holding on to the ball. He don't know who they're blocking. He's not reading the coverages.
Yeah.
And watching tape as a quarterback, it breaks it down for you. You see what I'm saying? Because you're the captain of the offense. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know where I'm going, I'm lining up at, you got to know. You're the quarterback.
Yep.
You're calling the plays. That's the second thing. And third thing, because we got a familiar guy in common that had an issue with this, and he got older and still had an issue, and that's why he wasn't super great. We had a lot of great talent. We'll talk about that off air. But anyway, last thing about this dude, Kyler Murray, is Kyler Murray, yo, he is a special talent.
Yeah.
And I think once you get that competitive advantage by studying and learning plays and all that, you'll be a better player. You won't have this backyard football. He does a lot of backyard football, running around, backwards, spinning around.
Throwing it up to D-Hop.
Yeah, so you can't win like that. And a lot of games they struggled at, he was doing that. So, yeah. So, and another thing, when you 5'8"?
Maybe.
5'10".
when you 5'10", right, playing quarterback, you got to do some different things, running around and all that stuff. And honestly, we talked about college. That's cool. That's good. You know what I'm saying? You at high school, you was winning. But to be a great player, especially a great quarterback in this league, you got to watch tape, man. You got to make the game easy. Simplify it.
This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my squad, LeSean Shady McCoy and Antoine Walker. And we're talking about the stipulations the Arizona Cardinals put into this contract for Kyler Murray. And Tatuan, to your point, right, you were saying, why can't he just do it different, right? You know, he does a lot of stuff off script. To Shady's point, right, that's not sustainable offense in the NFL. You can't win week in and week out because people can adjust to that. Case in point, we talked about this yesterday, Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, a defensive coordinator came out and said, if his first read isn't there, he plays a lot of street ball.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, that's true. I said it yesterday.
Hold on, let me go, Shady, I'm going to throw it to you.
I said this yesterday. If you look at down the stretch, and if you look at the Bengals game in the AFC Championship, if you look at the first three scores, they were all off script. It was him breaking the pocket, making plays. The second half, the defense adjusted. What they do? They only rushed three people.
Time out. In the first half, he was reading because
But if you look at his touchdowns, look, go back and watch the touchdown throws. They were all out of the pocket. Him off script.
Yeah, but I don't always watch the big plays. I watch the drive momentum. For example,
yeah, so I feel you on that.
Running the ball, right? He was taking the checkdowns.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Well, when they actually scored plays, they weren't him reading the defense. It was him off script.
Well, they took a shot deep with McCole.
No, but he broke the pocket on that one.
All I'm saying is this. When they struggle, right, and I'm going to go on air and say it, when they struggle, it's because he's not reading.
Exactly.
All that backyard stuff and all that.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. Yeah. But listen, and I'm not going to use him for example because he is the greatest.
He's a great player. Quarterback.
No. I'm talking about Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
When we got to the playoffs and the championship, right, he was way different.
Yeah.
He watched so much tape that he
got to.
He said, yo, listen, when they come out in this formation, this defense, and when this safety's up, another safety, like he knows what's going on.
Exactly.
So now as a player, you're like, oh, damn, that's about to happen.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's cheating.
100%.
It's like having the cheat. What's it called?
The answer to the test.
Come on.
Yeah. So and also to your point, Twan, you're saying his numbers and stuff weren't bad. But if you look at what he's done down the stretch the last 2 years at Arizona, it hasn't been good. Right. When D Hop is hurt, his numbers are significantly lower. We talked about the playoff game. He didn't play well at all. And then there was games where there was miscommunication. We talked about knowing the playbook, the game versus Green Bay Packers, him and AJ Green, miscommunication. Somebody was not, you know, they weren't on one accord. They lost the game. And Rasul Douglas, who was with the Cardinals, was the one that picked the ball off at the end of the game because they weren't on the same page. That's the quarterback's job to make sure him and the receivers are on the same page. And I'm not saying it was because he didn't watch film and they didn't have the communication and maybe it was a different look and AJ thought he was blocking on that play, but there was miscommunication there. So it's just not sustainable playing backyard football. Like Shady's point, right? When Patrick Mahomes is playing backyard football, yeah, it's great plays. You see him, you know, throwing no-look passes, him breaking the pocket and throwing it 60, 70 yards down the field. That's not sustainable. The same issue with Zach Wilson with the Jets. When he actually started going through the reads and letting the ball go, getting the ball out of his hands when his back foot hit, the offense was proficient. When he wasn't doing that, it's not sustainable offense, Twan. So you can't have sustainable offense and win games consistently doing backyard football.
Well, he's a 500 quarterback.
That tells you that something right there.
So he's a 500 quarterback. But who's the winner or loser in this situation? I mean, in this situation, he's got to be the winner to be able to still to get 160. I mean, it ain't too many 500 quarterbacks that get paid $160 million guaranteed.
Kirk Cousins is.
Let's take Lamar Jackson so long to get paid?
Nah, that's ridiculous. He should get paid.
Wait, time out. I'm glad you said that. It's because he's not trying to get paid right now. They want to give hundreds of millions. Come, Lamar, take these hundreds. No, I want more than hundreds. Okay, look, I can go on down the list real quick.
Go ahead.
So you got the dude from Detroit, Goff. He's getting paid
crazy.
Every quarterback is getting paid.
That's like you said, if you're average as a quarterback, you're going to get paid.
So you can't even talk about they're winning, Twan.
Yeah.
They don't get that paid.
Okay, just say, so how long you stay with his style? So how many more years, you just give him a 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. So how many more years do you try this wild style?
Well, he locked in for at least 4 more years because of the guarantee.
So it's not going to change. Yeah, he's not going to change.
He's young. He's only 24, I think.
He's only 24, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to be using his legs for the next 4 years.
No, I'm not saying don't use your legs. I'm talking about watch tape.
Exactly.
And know what you face and know what you're doing. Mm. Listen. I remember when I was a young boy, when I was like a rookie, maybe my second year. I was like, man, the league is easy. Like, this is the league? I ain't watched no tape.
Wasn't watching tape as a young boy?
No, I wasn't doing that. Yo, look, so Brian Westbrook's an old head, right? Yeah. He started like, look, watch tape, showing me like different defenses. I'm like, oh, damn. So
make your job easier.
When the safety's over top of the corner, he about to blitz. Oh, exactly. Little stuff. So now, because I'm a smaller dude, so now when I go block somebody, I'm running up on them quick like a fight.
Yeah.
Because now I know you about to come compared to when I didn't watch tape, you running up on me. I don't know. And you kind of bigger than me already as a linebacker. So you beating me to the quarterback. So knowing the game, it helps you out as a player.
Yeah, 100%. You have to watch the film. I want to propose this question to Shady and Antoine Walker. Like, if you were Kyler Murray's teammate, would you look at him sideways once you saw that this came out?
The players already know.
They know.
If you're the first person out the building.
So you're saying there's rumors he's been the first one out the building?
Bro, I don't know how it is in basketball, right? But certain positions are held to higher accountability. Yeah. So like a running back, dude like me, where I was coming there, as soon as practice is over, I'm in the shower, I'm putting my chain on, put my hat to the side, I'm jumping in the big boy whip. I'm going home.
Out of here.
But if I seen McNabb or I seen Tom Brady or Vic, I'm like, whoa, what y'all doing? It don't even feel right because
especially
we need
the quarterback. Yeah,
you had a coach. When I don't know what I'm doing, I'd be like, hey, what I got?
You should be able to tell me. What do you think about that, Twan? If one of your teammates got one of these deals and had stipulation that he has to watch 4 hours of film a week, would you look at him sideways?
Nothing. Well, in the league, what I've been on, you follow the best players.
See what I'm saying?
The best players set the tone, and for especially. In the NBA, it's about how the best player practice. Does he make shoot around?
Yeah.
Is he on time? Staying out the late and all that. Everybody can get their work in. I mean, different ways. Some people like to get it in before practice. That way, when they get done with practice, they out. Because you got guys, and you guys know this. Some guys like to pick their kids up from school.
Right.
So a lot of guys like to come in early, get their work in, hit the weights, do all that extra stuff before practice. So when they practice, they can be done. But I've been on all the teams. I've always followed in Boston when I was the man, me and Paul. One thing Jim O'Brien taught me when he took over was that you set the example. So he used to say, dress out every day. Make sure you practice. I'm going to get you out. I need you to put your uniform on. I need you to do the drills. I'm going to get you out. I ain't going to weigh you down. So you got to have a coach that understands that too, because you set the tone for everybody else. Because once guys see you practicing, now they're going to practice. But you know that, so it's always about the leaders of the team. So, like I just said, it's different. I understand where you guys are coming from. I'm looking at it from one side, and I'm looking at all the individual accomplishments that he's had by the age of 24. I'm looking at that and be able to get his money, but because film is not as important in the NBA as obviously it is in the NBA. I mean, in the NFL. So, because in the NBA, I told you, film sessions don't get real critical. Into the playoffs start. When you start getting into series, you get into your individual guys, you start getting individual edits and all those things. During the season, it's all about what that coach wants, how he wants to run the season. Some coaches, when I play with Miami Heat, we're going to watch film for an hour and a half. When I play with the Dallas Mavericks, we're watching it for 30 minutes. You have to police yourself. So it's different things that, you know, it's different teams and different situations that goes along with it. But every team I've played on come playoff time, the intensity level for film goes up a whole nother notch. Sessions become 2 hours that you got edits to go home with. You want to know the players you're going against. You're looking for tendencies. I got a guard that's gone in seven-game series. So that's where it was a little different. So I understand it. I'm grasping it. I get it. And obviously being the quarterback and all that stuff, and the way y'all just broke it down to me helps me understand now the reads and understanding where guys going to be at and all that stuff. But – You gotta give him credit though. He got him 160, not doing it his way.
Yeah, that won't last. But it'll be interesting to see how the Cardinals keep track of how he actually watches.
He is good.
He's a good player. Dominique Wilkins tells Kevin Durant, "You have to hang in there and stick it out in regards to playing with the Nets this year." We'll talk about that next on I Am Athlete Tonight.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete. Tonight, I am your host, Alicia Duzible, with my squad, LaShawn Shady McCoy and Antoine Walker. And before the break, we were talking about how NBA great Dominique Wilkins was talking about Kevin Durant. And he
NBA
told him,
great Kevin Durant. Say that too now.
NBA great Kevin Durant says you have to hang in there and stick it out. Now, yesterday, we talked about the Boston Celtics potentially being a landing spot for Kevin Durant. Now, Dominique Wilkins was at a Canadian Chinese Youth Athletic Association Celebrity Classic, and he had media availability. And this is what he said about Kevin Durant sticking in Brooklyn.
I'm cut from the old school cloth, you know. At some point, players are going to have to realize that, you know, no matter some of the trials and tribulations you go through, that you got to hang in there, stick it out, you know. And because we are paid to provide service for our franchise. And so I would like to see guys sticking and hanging the franchise a little longer. Yeah, it's a lot went on in Brooklyn. You know, a lot of moving parts that didn't quite click or come together. So I can understand his frustration, believe me, I understand his frustration. But sometimes, you know, you don't want to leave one situation to go to a worse situation. And so that's the chance you take.
Now, yesterday I said, and we talked about this at length about, you know, the Boston Celtics potentially being a contender for Kevin Durant, LaShawn, Shady McCoy, and Antoine Walker. You guys weren't here. So, Shady, I'll throw to you first, and I'll throw to the ex-Celtic, Antoine Walker. What are your thoughts on the Celtics pursuing Kevin Durant after going to the finals without even having Kevin Durant?
Before you get the real expert, right, on this, Antoine, let me just put my little 2 cents in there. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of these old heads hating. First of all, right, I love Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good player, right? Played above the rim.
Yeah, he did.
But I don't like when certain players be talking on other players that you know you can't touch. He can't touch Kevin Durant.
Talk bad to him.
No, it's not talking bad. It's keeping it 100. You can't touch me. No way possible. You couldn't guard me. None of that. Mm. And that's why you ringless. You know what I mean? Because you got the same. That's the problem. I got that same attitude. So you keep no rings. I got rings. I'm getting more rings. I'm going to a better team. I don't like when they do that. And then second of all, with the Celtics, I love it. I love that move. Listen.
Why
listen,
do you love that? They went to the finals.
That's cool. Let me tell you why I love it. I love it because I think Jaylen Brown is a dog. Yes. To me, I like him better than like Taylor. Because he plays on both sides of the ball at an elite level. All I'm saying is if we got Tatum and we got Brown, we may get a championship because they're young enough.
Yeah, they can still build.
But if we get Kevin Durant right now, we guaranteed.
That's what they said in Brooklyn. And they didn't get there. They got swept.
They all didn't play together. They're going to be in the finals. Twan, am I tripping?
Well, it depends on what they would trade with Jaylen Brown. What if they lose Marcus Smart, too?
That's cool. They play defense. I mean, I'm saying I like his game.
They need that defensive dog, though. Bro,
when you can score like Kevin Durant, come on, man.
He's getting barbecue chicken on offense versus the Boston Celtics because of their defense. But go ahead, Tweezy.
Well, I think we got to understand. It's two parts to this story. So you got the first part. Let's just talk about the Celtics. The Celtics, and I'm going to say this, and I don't know this for sure. I'm just going to whim and say 25 teams probably call to try to get Kevin Durant. Let's be real. Yeah. Everybody threw something out there. Whether they knew they couldn't get him, they threw some type of scenario at the Nets. It's you don't get a player of his stature that becomes available with 4 years left on his money in the prime of his career.
Right.
So you have a prime still? Yeah, I mean, he played at a high level. He had 2 years off. So you got to remember, he closed Achilles. He had 2 years. So he's in the prime of his career. So it's hard not to make some type of offer to him. Just throw something out there. And the first offer, the Celtics threw something out there. It was Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a couple picks. They knew, the Celtics probably knew, hey, they was going to turn it down. They probably didn't think it was going to get public, but they knew they were turning it down. So I don't blame the Celtics for throwing it out there. That's just out of respect for this man's talent. Obviously, if you could throw something out there, you throw it out there. Now, the other side of it is the Celtics side. I thought the Celtics made the best moves of anybody this summertime, adding Malcolm Brogdon and Gallinari.
Man. Whew, that was big.
So I thought that they were pretty much set to make a real legitimate title run. Because of these reasons, one, they're going to be hungry after losing it in six games. Two, they had an identity. They had a defensive identity, and they were figuring it out, and they know who their stars are. They got an A-star who needs to improve. He didn't play well in the finals. But then you got another B-star who played great.
Why you put a name on that?
Yeah, that's not like you, Tom.
Well, I'm Tatum. I got Tatum. That's first team All-NBA. Tatum's the A-list player.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you didn't say his name. A-list player.
I'm going with Tatum as the A-list player and Jaylen Brown. So you got both of your stars in play. Everything is lined up for you to make a real title run. Right. And arguably, I mean, depending on who you like, I still like Milwaukee a little bit as a favorite in the East over them a little bit. Because I like Giannis as I was the best player in the league. Mm-hmm. But they're second right there to make a deep run. That's why I thought and another thing, we were talking about it at the break. What is KD trying to do? We don't know where his mindset at. Is it about winning titles? Is it about just being in the city, being happy? I mean, I don't know. We don't know where he's at. He hasn't clarified that to anybody. So I'll be a little nervous if I'm the Celtics because you can't talk to him unless the agent is saying, hey, look, he about winning the chips. He wants to be.
Want to win, though.
You don't know. If he wanted to win, he would stay in Golden State. Let's keep it 100 now.
Nah, but they had to hold up. They had the
your
issue.
Other team.
I don't. Hey, Shady. You ain't got an issue with Shady. Shady. Yeah. You never argue with one of your teammates.
Nah, but hold on. This is the difference. The difference is right. When he came to Golden State, who was the alpha player on the team? Honestly,
Steph.
No, Steph took a back seat.
Oh, you talking about when he got?
I'm saying if it was KD was all about winning, he would have stayed at Golden State, and they would have won 5 or 6 titles.
100%.
It wasn't about that with him. So he wanted to go.
I mean, but like, he'd already won two. That's like, yo, if you come to a player in your prime, shimmy twine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You coach a team and you him, right? We paying you and you are a guy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to let another good player come at you. You're like, hold on. Like,
say, let me ask you a question. Different. Shay, let me ask you a question. As an athlete, what's the best thing that can happen for us? You be in a nice city, making max type money, and you can win. And you can win. Very seldom we get all three of those. He had all that in Golden State. Nice city to live in. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna make max money. And he's gonna play for championships every year.
Yeah, but I can't, not on my level.
Come on, we gotta get the sensitivity out of this, man.
I'm different because I'd have been like more like, look, coach, he gotta go. You know what I'm saying?
Because so you would have kicked him up out of there. That man was there before
listen,
you.
Listen, man, but we got a different level of and that's my dog. We got different levels of talent. You see what I'm saying? I always try to put myself in the situation. I can't go every day and bump heads with a dude that we not on the same level. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's why people don't rock with Kevin Durant like that, though.
Why?
Because you can't have an argument and then work it out like we do in the locker room and then go play.
I'm saying, I would have worked up if you asking me if I'm him, why you think he left? That's the only thing I could think about. It's maybe because a dude that's coming at me, he's probably more physical than I am, you know, because Kevin Durant ain't really the most.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man, but
listen, I'm just saying, bro, it's very seldom we get chances to have everything, be able to win, you know what I'm saying, make all the money you can make. And living in a nice city.
In Brooklyn, you know, and then play with Kyrie Irving and James Harden. It's not like you saying that, but he did the same thing he did in Golden State.
But the same thing with the Nets. But to his defense, Kyrie Irving, one, KD missed his whole first year. We keep forgetting that. He missed his whole first year. Then Kyrie missed a significant amount of time. Then you make a trade for James Harden. He come and it doesn't pay. Yeah, Kyrie Irving and James Harden don't get a chance to play with each other, so it doesn't work. Then you make another trade for a guy who's only want to play basketball.
Shady's favorite player.
You got to remember Ben Simmons. They thought Ben Simmons was going to play like in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
like he'll be ready in a couple of weeks. So I can see Kevin Durant's frustration, but he also had to respect the Nets because they've done every move possible to try to put guys around him to win a title. So you got to get him. You can't say it's the Nets. That's why I'm saying, what does he want to, why does he want to get traded? It is something happened. It can't be with the Nets that something happened, because they've done, to me, as an organization, they've done everything they're supposed to do. They paid him his extension to get him a $200 million. They brought in superstars. Harden just didn't work out. And then obviously they brought in Ben Simmons. Now the Ben Simmons thing you could put on the Nets because they should have knew what they were trading for. They should have knew if this guy wanted to play or not. And they got – so hopefully this guy comes out and play. But they've done everything. So I'm interested to see what KD was really looking for when this trade is actually done. But the Celtics have to entertain it now. I mean, you got to now. I mean, they got the pieces.
They now.
Yeah.
I mean, you play for the Boston Celtics. They haven't won. You know, you ain't won it since 08. And you only got one title in the last 36 years. So, yeah. I mean, I can see where the urgency comes in that. But
hey, he was mad, you know, too, about that.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown's pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, but
he handled it right. Shaking my head, little tweet was cool. He didn't get into no verb. I thought that was cool. He let him know that he watching.
Yeah.
And that, you know, he feeling it a little bit. But he got 2 years left on his deal. So, right now, after being – y'all got to remember, man, for this young guy, he's 25 years old. I love Jaylen Brown. If you look at his numbers, he's gotten better and better every year since he's been in the league. He was great this year in the playoffs. He's done everything he's supposed to do, and this guy had to go through – he was in the Anthony Davis trade talks. He was in the Kawhi Leonard trade talks. The beginning of this season that just passed – they were saying that him and Jason were not going to get along. They had to break them up.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, they had to break them up. But they end up going to the finals, and he was a major part of it. I mean, so I got a number of respect for him. So I think he can deal with it. I think he's tough enough for it. But he got 2 years left on his deal. So in that
second best player, Twan.
I ain't gonna say that. Nah, you don't get to say
that. Ain't gonna say that.
I ain't gonna say that.
As a dog,
I ain't gonna say that. Here's the dog.
Before we move on,
yeah, because we gotta move forward.
Yo, because you know I like the game on games.
Yeah,
I remember watching him as a rookie. He was going against LeBron, right? LeBron was cooking him, but like He was still
fighting. He was still
fighting. I'm like, yo, they still fighting him? Yo, fast forward it. He doing the same thing now. He was in Klay Thompson's shirt. Yeah. He was in Kevin Durant's shirt.
Everybody.
And on the other end.
Giving them buckets.
He's getting buckets. He the best buckets. Player. He can move on.
Yeah, this is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Dilzable, with my squad, LaShawn, Shady McCoy, and Antoine Walker. And we were talking about the Boston Celtics potentially trying to trade for Kevin Durant. So we go from Kevin Durant to another player who decided he's going to be loyal.
Who that is?
Damian Lillard. And J.R. Smith was on the No Chill podcast with Gilbert Arenas. And he said to Damian Lillard, are you just going to rot there in regards to staying in Portland? Now, Lillard just signed a two-year extension to stay with the Portland Trailblazers through 2027. Again, J.R. Smith was a guest.
Wait, what did he sign? He signed some big money.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years, over $100 million he signed. 50. Yeah, so he's getting paid. So J.R. Smith was on Gilbert Arenas' No Chill podcast, and he said, are you just going to rot there in Portland as far as, you know, staying there and not winning a championship? This is what J.R. Smith said.
That's how I feel about Dame. Like, I love Dame. I love his game. I respect him for, you know what I mean, doing what he's doing, but at the same time, it's like, you're just going rot in Portland, bro? Like, you are unbelievable. He's 2.0.
Yeah,
literally, like, go give me a bucket. Mm-hmm. He's going to get it. And he's showing up. He's going to play hard as hell, all of that. But I'm not Brad. But it's nice. I'm not about to rot in D.C. Nice place.
But that's what I said.
The city is nice, but I'm not about my career. Like, I'm trying to win, bro.
But not for that 250?
But you know what? So, but you know what? But you got to remember. But he already had a
250 or what?
That's he already had a 190 something. So right. The extra 250, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I got 250, right? You offer me 250, and this lady, like this other team is offering me like 190, and that's a real championship. I'm going to take it.
Oh, for sure.
The reason I'm going to take it is because the people you put in front of me are not even close to my stature, but because they got a ring, they get pushed in front of me.
Wow. That's true. Yeah.
Twan.
I love you.
Do you think Dame staying in Portland will, like, end up hurting his legacy if he doesn't win a title?
No, he's already going to the Hall of Fame. The dude was the top 70. Y'all forgot about it? They ranked him top 75 already. Yeah. So I'm going to get my money. This is the thing. I'm going to keep saying it every time on the show. As athlete, get your money, man. I don't know whether, and especially in the NBA right now, it's a players league. Get your money like KD did. KD got his 4 years, got his extension. Now he won out. If I'm Damian Lillard, I play this year. Then I say, hey, I want out if it's that important. But get your money first. I'm not worried. J.R. played 17 years in the league. I'm not. I'm getting my money first. He played a multiple times. I'm getting my money first. And on top of that, I'm getting my money. I'm the man. How you riding? I'm not going to ride. I'm going to sit. I'm going to hoop, try to take this young team to the playoffs if we don't make it. And if I haven't had enough, go to my wife and say, hey, look, we may have to move. I want to go see if I can win me a title. Let me try to see if I can join up with somebody. Mm. That's the move, but guess what's coming with me? The Brinch truck coming with me.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna just wait my turn. So I went
paid a couple of times though, Twan.
Yeah, yeah. I would say,
but, I mean, I'm not, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta get it, Shady. You gotta get it right there while you can.
I'm saying he got paid a couple of times though, Twan.
Oh, he's gonna make $450 million. That's how much he's gonna make when his contract is up for his career. So he's made a ton of money.
Yeah, I'm surprised he stayed. I thought, you know, this year, I thought he was going to potentially maybe leave or try to, you know, lure somebody to come to Portland. But I think it's just hard to come to Portland.
Him and Steph Curry, right? Who you think is better player?
Ooh.
Twan, real quick, hurry up.
Got better player?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll take Steph over.
Okay. Mm. See, but the legacy and the rings, it make it way, way worse.
Yeah,
see
because Steph got all the rings. Come on, bro. Yeah. So yesterday, we kicked off our series, and it's called Countdown to Kickoff. It's focusing on one team's outlook as we enter the 2022 season. We started yesterday with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Today, we got the Detroit Lions all the way up until opening night when the LA Rams play the Buffalo Bills. So we're going to look and take an exclusive look at the Detroit Lions this year. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson, number 2 overall. And I want to throw this question to LaShawn Shady McCoy. How big of an impact do you think Aiden Hutchinson will have on the Lions, because they were ranked last in defense last year?
Yeah, they was trash. Made a lot of money against the Detroit Lions last year. But I will say this, though. I'm happy. I think he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
I watched Michigan. He was,
I think he should have won number one overall.
He was causing some havoc. So yeah. Having him on the team, man, and I think he's from there, right?
Yeah, he's from Michigan, yeah.
So it gives him even more energy, man, behind him. Got his family there, hometown kids. So I think he'll do well, and they need him. They really do.
Yeah, as we break down the Lions, right, and I think we were surprised a few weeks ago. We did a show of who were the most expensive offenses. The Detroit Lions were up there. I believe they were in the top five.
Because they got mad linemen.
Their offensive line, they paid everybody on offensive line. They took, you know, Penei Sewell in the first round. Decker's their right tackle. They have a really good Ragnall at center. He's a really good player. T.J. Hockenson is really good tight end. He's a first-round pick as well. And Jared Goff is getting broke off from that contract he took from the Rams. So this is an offense that's really paid. And honestly, you know, when we started this series yesterday, I think Brandon made up a good point. He talked about who is the most important player on each team when we do this series on Countdown to Kickoff. And I'll start off first. To me, it's DeAndre Swift, right? This offensive line is built to run the football. Dan Campbell was a gritty player when he played at tight end, right? He was a blocking tight end. So he wants to run the football. And DeAndre Swift, when healthy, is a really good player. Had over 1,000 all-purpose yards last year. The thing is, he has to stay healthy. He's only played in 13 games in each of the last two seasons, which means he's missed at least 4 games each of the last two seasons. So they need their young running back. I know Deuce Staley, who you know really well, LeSean Shady McCoy, came out and said he has to learn to play through some injury, not injuries, but being hurt. He has to learn through playing, being hurt. We already know this, Shady, right? In the NFL, there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. And he was saying that sometimes DeAndre Swift has to learn how to play through being hurt. So LeSean Shady McCoy, who do you think is the most important player for the Lions this year?
Man, I want to agree with you because I love Swift. He's one of my favorite young players.
Yeah.
Running backs at that.
Really good
player. I'm going to go with Goff, man.
I think so. He's probably second for me.
Goff, man, it's time, bro.
Yeah. And he actually didn't play terrible last year. He just didn't play great.
It's just not okay.
Yeah.
To just play okay.
When you're getting paid like that, too.
Come on, man. You making that money. So I talked about earlier, who's winning this situation?
Yeah.
Basically saying, when you get that money, you winning.
Yeah.
So we need you to actually translate that paper in your pocket to the field. So I'm going with Goff.
And if you look at – go ahead, Tuan.
Well, I wanted to ask a question. Either one of you guys can answer this. We're talking about a team that was 13-3 last year. So what is the – what's the ceiling?
No, the Lions?
So they was 13 – I mean, they were 3-13 last year.
I'm about to say they ain't never been 13 wins.
No. They were 3-13. I'm sorry about that. They were 3-13. So what would be, you know, what's the turnaround? 500? Making the playoffs? I think
they can get to 500 this year. Some people actually think they can sneak into the playoffs because the NFC North is kind of down this year, right?
That is down.
Green Bay Packers.
I don't think Green Bay going to be like that.
I think they're going to be the best team in that division, though.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like Aaron Rodgers. Even though you lost Devontae Adams, that defense is still pretty good. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's still going to make some shake. So, I think Detroit can make a run.
500.
I think it could be 500, maybe even 9-8.
Good.
Yeah, 500 would be a big step for the
team. They do run block.
Yeah, and Shady, we talked about this, you know, in the production meeting. I want this team to succeed.
Yeah.
Tuan, you know why I want this team to succeed, Tuan? It's because the coaching staff is mainly all ex-players, right? And that's rare in the NFL to have a team, you know, constructed of mainly ex-players. If you look at Dan Campbell, he played in the league. The offensive coordinator, Deuce Staley, he played in the league. Aaron Glenn, the defensive corner, he played in the league.
Calvin
Shepard. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of these coaches that didn't play, they hate that because if guys that played in the league can speak their terminology and then have success, it changes up things. Owners are looking at that. Oh, maybe I need to hire a little bit more guys that, you know, played in the league. So I'm rooting for the Lions because I really want them to succeed because their staff is, comprised of mostly ex-players. And if we look at some of the additions that the Lions have had this year, we talked about in the draft, they took Aiden Hutchinson. They took my favorite receiver in this draft besides Christian Watson, Jameson Williams. He is a speedster out of Alabama. Like, we don't know if he'll be 100% healthy when the season starts because he is coming off of ACL. But you're talking about a guy that can really open up the run game because of his speed. You're talking about Tyreek Hill type speed. That's the type of speed that this guy has. Kirby Jones, the safety from Illinois, is a good player. Malcolm Rodriguez, that linebacker from Oklahoma State that they took. And then the receiver, DJ Chark. If they can get DJ Chark from a few years ago from Jacksonville, the guy that was actually healthy because he's coming off an injury this past year, I think him –
And then when you pair him to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who went over 900 yards receiving, who I believe was a fourth-round pick, Shady. They didn't expect for him to play like he did last year, but he balled out for them. Now you got two, you know, viable receivers on the outside. Hockenson is a really good young tight end. They signed Mike Hughes from the Chiefs at the cornerback position. This is a team that can maybe make some moves. Again, it's going to be predicated. Can DeAndre Swift stay healthy? And this offensive line, can they be road graders? Because that's what Dan Campbell wants to do. He wants to run the football. And then Amani Owori had 6 interceptions last year. I know a lot of people don't know that, Shady. Mm. And had 11 pass breakups because Jeff Okuda.
Paul, he's real long on Linky, bro.
Yeah, he's 6'2", big corner. Yep. I know everybody was, you know, excited about Jeff Okuda, and then he got hurt. And he's been hurt his whole career, so he's supposed to bounce back this year. But they have another young corner on the other side. That's a dog that's a potential Pro Bowl player. So I think the Lions have the potential. Again, I'm rooting for them because I want this team to do good because of the coaching staff being full of ex-players. I think that's really important.
What about their schedule?
The NFC North is down this year.
No, but I'll see. Don't the weak teams get weak schedules? And then like the
Playing the weakest team from the year before. So their schedule's probably going to be pretty favorable.
Wait a minute. How does it go? I'm a fan right now.
So like the good teams, right? They'll play like whoever had really good schedule or good records last year.
They'll play the top.
They'll play all the top teams. So if you look at the Bucks, they got a tough schedule compared to like the Lions. They were trash and they didn't win a lot. So they're gonna play a lot of the weaker teams from the previous season.
Well, just look at this stretch in the middle of November, right? They have the Bears, then they have the Giants, then they do play the Bills, but then they have the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Vikings, the Jets, the Panthers, the Bears, all back to back.
Yeah. So trash teams going to play trash teams.
Yeah.
I'm so glad the Bears got them twice. Woo! Man, we straight.
I don't think y'all going to be any better this year either, though, Twan, to be honest with you.
We got us 2 wins coming. We got us 2 wins coming.
Yeah. You think you're going to beat the Detroit Lions both times?
Oh, of course. We pressed them in already. That's two.
That's funny.
Hey, it was hard to be a Chicago fan because they used to be good back in the day.
Yeah, they did back in the day.
it's hard, man. It's challenging. Dang. But you know, I'm a bear. I'm diehard.
I'm coming out there. I'm gonna hit you up, man. I'm coming out there at the end of August.
Mm.
They say Chicago beautiful in the summer.
That's what they say. They say it's amazing in the summer. August.
Mm. But it's definitely beautiful hanging with me.
Yeah, getting back to the Detroit Lions, right? To me, again, defense was ranked last. They only had 30 sacks last year. I think Charles Harris led them with 7.5 sacks, and a lot of people thought he was going to be a bust. You know, he was a first-round pick with the Miami Dolphins. Then I think he went to the Falcons and then went to Detroit, where it was kind of like his last stop. He ended up leading the Detroit Lions in sacks, and they added Aiden Hutchinson. So hopefully those two, at the end position, can really start bringing some heat off the edge and can help them get off the field on third down. But it'll be interesting. A lot of people have picked the Detroit Lions to have a bounce back year where they maybe win 8 to 9 games, which would be a major win Detroit. Yeah, I mean, bro, they won 3 last year. You're trying to say they ain't gonna win 9?
I mean, 9, that's like 9-10. Like, whoa.
The NFC. I just showed you the schedule. I just showed you the middle part of the schedule towards the end of the season, so they can make a run at the end, man. You know how it is, Shady. It's momentum, right? You get a couple wins, you get some confidence. You got an easier schedule down the stretch, you know?
They are who we thought they were.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening.
And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.